eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, boy. We are 30 seconds out of the actual start of our show because Al is not good at clock management. But I want to make a statement before we actually go into the books. The statement is, I hereby declare war on many of the people associated with this radio station.
Wow.
Including the people that are replacing us. Excepting, of course, Miss Rhea Hughes and Joe Wechter, because they're brilliant. They've been around us a while. It's bound to rub off, right? We got a great radio program for you today. Welcome to Thursday in the Delaware Valley. Whatever you're going to do, do it right away, because it's going to get ugly out there, Al. There's
rain.
Even going to be some sleet and stuff.
In the northern and western suburbs.
Whatever.
As
be
they like
careful.
To say.
Plan accordingly. Ruben Amaro Jr. is in the house today. Hi, Rube.
How you doing, Ange?
I'm doing fine, but I'm not really in a good mood right now because, you know, I take these Wednesdays off and then things happen and I get upset.
Understand.
And I was doing fine. I was well aware. Rhea had made me well aware of the comments made by Mr. Micah Parsons, a wonderful player and, by all appearances, a friggin' dumbbell who played, you know, by the way, Penn State, I don't know if they gave him a diploma. They should ask for it back, all right? But Micah Parsons made these remarks about Jalen Hurts. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody. What I am watching this year from that young man, I cannot compare it to anything. Ruben, you know, what he has done is beyond amazing.
Pure brilliance. For
the throws so accurate, the leadership on the field, the running. He's done everything you could ever ask of a quarterback, and he's 12-1.
Decision making has been unbelievable.
Is this a good idea in that in that sequence to then say he really isn't the guy who's making this happen?
It is not.
It's a stupid comment, right?
It is not intelligent.
So first of all, so he made the dumb comment. Joe Wechter went back into the podcast to make sure we were clear on what he said, and he reiterated his disrespect for Jalen Hurts several times. And I'll play it for you a second. And then, it was only then, Al, that I learned that the people associated with our replacement, that would be James Seltzer, who came on this show and said something stupid. And then John Ritchie, Joe DeCamera, apparently, Al, stupid could be contagious. Because then they said it.
I never got it. And I've been here a while.
I understand.
We never caught it from you.
You weren't here yesterday, right?
No.
You would have put a stop to it. I know you would have.
Okay.
Rhea can't. She's going to be working with these people. She's going to be nice. Joe Wechter, Joe Wechter 10 years ago might have shut their mics off. I'm not sure how he would have had it. But I want to just take you through this. So they understand, it's a big deal. If you don't think it's a big deal, you find out on Christmas Eve it's a big deal when their best player is going to try to knock down your best player, because Parsons is the best player at the Cowboys.
Oh, by far.
And Hurts is the best player at the Eagles. These are the two best players out of two teams. They're playing on Christmas Eve.
Can't wait.
Christmas Eve.
What a thing.
What a sacred night to play against the Cowboys, and we got a guy talking smart. So let's go back to the original. He's on, Parsons is on Von Miller's podcast. Von Miller's out for the year. He's a terrific defensive end for the Bill. He's there, and Parsons begins his assault on Jalen Hurts.
I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't, I when things are off, I just can't, like, hold it in. Like, I almost got to say something. Like,
he understands so much, and he doesn't see what Hurts has done.
That was the key for me when I heard that comment.
Yep.
It's when I see things that are off, I can't keep it in. I'm going, what you clearly are not watching him.
Exactly. He couldn't be watching him, but then he announced he's brilliant. When somebody announces they're brilliant, what you would like to hear after that is something brilliant.
Ben Simmons used to love to tell you about his basketball IQ.
And then Parsons basically explained, it's not Hurts, it's the system.
It's system and team.
It's system and team. So we went back to make sure we were taking him out of context. So Parsons kept hammering this point that Hurts isn't the reason the Eagles are good this year.
Can you say that if he's not leading statistically or showing at any top five category? Like, is that an MVP based off
wins? I think
because
wins.
I would say the Eagles' defense would be the MVP.
Hey, first of all, we watch the games. Oh, Ruben, that upset you? Was that stupid?
It's idiotic.
Thank you. I just say he went
would
to Stanford.
Would you like to know he is number one in quarterback rating at 108.4?
No, I knew that. And it's like, he's not in the top five in anything. He's in the top five in the statistic that includes everything.
Completion percentage, he's four.
Everything.
What about rushing yards?
No, he had nothing. He just started disrespecting the MVP of the NFL, our quarterback, the reason we're 12-1.
He understands everything.
All right. And then, Al, he used the dumbest reference point you could. The new kid in San Francisco, Brock.
Oh, last guy drafted.
Mr. Irrelevant. Yes. Mr. Irrelevant, the final pick, and he won the first game he played, and he decided this was a good comparison point to Jalen Hurts.
Brock! The Niners is surrounded with talent. Debo, Ayuk.
Crazy.
McCaffrey.
Kittle.
Kittle. So now you see
Trent Williams.
Are we going to say, is Brock the MVP, or is it the team?
That, in that case, that's the team.
So if we look at the Eagles, is it Hurts or the team?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's disrespect. It's disrespect that is unacceptable in a city that does not suffer fools. And Micah Parsons is a fool.
Correct.
You understand? So, anyway, let's go. So I'm just going to give you, there's lots of, everyone all over the country was responding to this disrespect provided by Parsons. But I'll just give you one, because it will have an impact on the game on Christmas Eve. And that is one of the people who will be blocking Parsons, Jordan Mailata. Now, Mailata, Al, doesn't want to stir it up, but he's also going to be honest. So just listen to how he answered the question of his reaction to Parsons.
Yeah, I'm going to worry about the Chicago Bears this week, man. Worry about this game. Marcus should worry about his game this week, too. So, even if they have a game. I don't know who the f*** they're playing, but part of my language. I mean, just worry about who you got this week. You know? That's how we do it here. Not going to worry about any other comments anybody said. That's just how we focus and run about our business. You got the Chicago Bears, not the Chicago Mike Parsons. So.
It's the Chicago Bears, not the Chicago Micah Parsons.
He's feisty. I
like
him.
All this is well and good. At this point, everything's on board. We're fine. I'm driving in, and Johnson is doing one of those Serenity Now things, Al, but there was nothing serene about it. He was upset, and he wasn't naming names. So I went, wait a minute. There are people at WIP saying, nothing. No big deal, right? And he even referenced a tweet by our good friend and former Inquirer journalist, Glenn Mack now.
Okay.
Who said, maybe it's just me, but I don't think he disrespected him. Glenn, you might need to do what I just did and get your hearing checked out. Because I ended up getting hearing aids. He must not. I don't know what he's thinking, all right? But I'm putting him in this boat with these other guys. Because then James Seltzer, this is a sacrilege. James Seltzer, who is a producer of the Midday Show, is going to be part of the new show here, comes on this show, Al, and sullies it.
Sully.
With a bad comment when they were asking for his response.
I didn't bristle at it the way a lot of people did. When I listened to it, it sounded like he was, you know, he was trying not to say something. It was kind of like a little on the line. I don't know. I don't take it too personally. Like, he could say whatever the hell he wants. I just didn't take it as like a huge slight of Jalen Hurts.
Terrible, Rhea. I know you can't do it, Al. If I was here, they would have had to separate me. There would have been fisticuffs.
He and I went back and forth on it.
No. Not. I would have. It would have gotten physical.
Oh,
do you
no.
understand? Yes, it would have, Al. And then Ruben would have broken it up. Ruben, you're
correct.
If it gets physical while you're here, you'll take care
of
it.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, come on. He's Taco's brother.
Here, all you need to know is that it's a big deal and that
yes.
it's every.
Yes.
When they have the pregame show on Christmas Eve. It will lead the pregame show.
Of course it will.
It will be the entire part of the pregame show.
Of course it will. So I went, well, that's all right. At 10 o'clock, they'll set Seltzer straight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the Carrot and Richie up here. Now, that's the triumvirate that's moving in here.
Okay.
So you want to think that at least they got a little spice, right?
I'll be fine.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You are not helpful at all.
I am not. Rhea, you know what I am more than anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Honest.
Yes.
Honest to a fault. I give you my opinion, even if it's bad for somebody else. I give it to you.
Me.
They'll come back and trash me. I know that. I understand that. Here is John and Joe when they start their show about what Parsons said.
I don't feel offended.
Really?
I think he's being cautious in what he's saying. You know, we had our caller say, hey, no one's going out there and putting bulletin board material up against our team.
Yep.
Like, I don't think Micah Parsons did either.
I agree.
I think he's being very careful and respectful.
What the? Respectful? Wait a minute. Did he go to Stanford?
No, he went to Penn State.
No. Richie.
Oh, Richie. Yeah, he did.
Hold on. Let me bring Stanford in here. Ruben.
Bring it in.
Ruben, who's right here? You or him on this?
Me.
Is that a dumb take? Is that a dumb take from John Richie?
I disagree with that take.
Oh, it's a dumb take. You went to school. You know what I'm thinking? This is just a theory.
I don't know if it's dumb. I disagree with it.
You were a baseball player, right? You couldn't skate. You had to actually go to class. He was a
I could skate
player.
And I didn't go to class.
No. He went to class. He's a very cerebral guy.
I think it's fake cerebral.
No, John's very smart.
No, he's smarter
Richie
than I am.
Couldn't smell that rat for a mile. Just so you understand, mm-hmm. I'll just roll in one more. Ike Reese, he also played, right? Ike Reese,
Michigan State, yeah.
Ike Reese knows a diss when he hears one.
Yes, it is a slight towards Jalen Hurts.
No question.
It is a dig at Jalen Hurts. He is clearly by his demeanor. The laughter, where it almost says it's laughable to think that Jalen Hurts mm-hmm. is the MVP. And then his comments at the end here, Jack, where he says, I have to address it. Like, I can't just let it go when something's not right. That's where the disrespect comes.
Ah, Joe, play that one again. That was great. Al, this is how knowledgeable Mark Parsons is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't. I when things are off. I just can't like hold it in. Like I almost gotta say something. Like
I demand an apology.
Well, you're not gonna get one.
All three of the people replacing us.
Okay.
This is war, Al. This is war. Al, are you upset?
Well, it is Thursday.
Al,
the sun's gonna come up.
Hold on, Al. Do you think it's a diss?
Yeah.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Clearly a diss. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a diss. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it to the high heavens. Though.
It's awesome.
It's made this
it's
game
fun.
I mean,
fun.
If you can't
what
see,
are you, if you're if, not if, embracing if you, that, you're a yeah, moron.
If you can't see that, that's going to be the only fear I have is it turns the Chicago game into like, wow, it doesn't exist.
No, it'll be fine.
I don't know.
All you need to know is this: Hurts.
Yeah,
he's only focusing on Chicago. I guarantee it's all these fucking. You don't have to worry about this stuff with Hurts.
Well, I'm not. I'm already on Dallas because of that.
Well, I'm on Dallas too, but as long as he's not, we're fine.
I can't wait.
And you know what? He'll store it in.
I'm fired.
He'll store it up. He'll store it up.
Remember, he said he keeps his scars.
What is wrong with you people that don't see a diss when it's right in front of your face? I want apologies today from all the people replacing us, Al.
Well, you can't. All of them. You can't. It's very difficult to apologize for being stupid.
You know, oh, you both are very helpful.
The beauty of this
is
that
a very good statement.
The beauty of this is that Jalen Hurts loves to respond in ways when people try to put him down. He always responds.
Right. Yeah.
That's the beauty of this guy.
Yeah.
Al, say that again, and don't step on it this time. Go ahead, Al. What do you say about this stupid thing?
It's very difficult to apologize for being stupid. It's like a woman with too much perfume. They don't know they have it. They don't know they're stupid.
Love it, Al. Love it, Al. Let's start with
Bruce.
I
hate both of you. I would just like to establish that at the top of the show.
Before Rhea, I can't just sit here. These guys,
you
can't do this show if you don't think that's a great story.
I woke up at 1:30 in the morning and saw it and went, yes. My work here is done.
No, your work here is doomed.
Stop. You're not
Bruce
right.
is on the line. Hi, Bruce. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Bruce Parsons. What do you think of this jackass?
Got a Parsons in a pear tree for Christmas Eve.
Here's my thing. I think he's a genius.
It's ingenious and for who?
I think Parsons is a genius. And I'll tell you why. He's got this entire city, all the media, talking about this. Now we're calling the Eagles players and we're asking what they think. Now we're getting in their head. He knows how good Hurts is, and the only slight advantage that they may have is if they can get in his head and he starts trying to force errors.
All right, yeah, let's see if he got in his head a genius. All right, Bruce, here's Hurts yesterday when he's asked about it.
We're worried about the Bears right now.
He's worried about the Bears right now. Bruce, you're not going to do that to Hurts. You're not going to do that to Hurts, Bruce. Bruce, have you been paying any attention this year?
Bruce, all you have to know is remember what happened in the Giants game. They have a big lead. They flash to the sidelines. You got the three receivers yucking it up. And Kurtz, who's sitting there staring straight ahead, motionless.
Bruce, did you go to Penn State? I think you might have gone to Penn State, too. You're not too bright.
I'm not disagreeing with you on this.
Well, then that's good. I don't need to talk to you any further. You're not too bright. I like to talk to intelligent people. In fact, let me open it up to them now. 215-592-9494. We are giving away $250 gift card to Del Frisco.
Wow.
You know what a great meal you could get there, Al? Or you could get tickets to the Billy Joel Stevie Nicks show at the Link. I got a $50 Visa gift card. I got a Trey Turner name and number T-shirt. Here's what we're looking for today, Al. Bill Belichick.
Oh,
this is a great story. I'll tell it in more depth later because it's one of my favorite stories. So Bill Belichick in 2006, Al, was the coach of the Pro Bowl team. And he got to name some of the fringy players.
Okay.
So he decided to name the long snapper a David Benn. He was the long snapper on the Chargers.
All right.
And yeah, long snapper, how do you tell who's good and who isn't? So anyway, no one really knew the reason that he had so enjoyed this guy's long snap. And then it was revealed when Benn got to Hawaii where Bill was, right? Bill said, so where's Pam Anderson? David Benn, the long snapper, was dating Pam Anderson.
Ah, been there.
And David Benn said, she's not coming this week. And then Bill Belichick said, remind me again why the bleep I added you to this roster? Our contest today is, who would you love to meet in person and would actually conspire to do it? You can be anyone, Al. They have to be alive.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you're not going
otherwise
to...
Otherwise, be kind of difficult.
You're not going to, like, the cemetery. That's not as exciting.
No, seance.
You know what? It would not shock me if someone calls in and says, Mr. Ruben Amaro Jr.
That would shock me.
Not happening.
215. Who would you go out of your way to want to meet in the flesh?